And opinions presented in this program do not necessarily represent those of WGBB or its employees. You're listening to 1240 WGBB.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
You're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Jesus wants to be part of every aspect of your life, even your business. Why not make him the CEO of your business? Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, this is the most listened to show on WGBB. It's time for...
Listen Up. Jesus is on the air.
And that was Joan Chiffo, my lovely bride, and I'm Dr. Anthony F. Chiffo, and we're here to tell you we love Jesus.
Yes, we do.
And we got some show, I think, together, a show probably no one else has ever done before, and we got a great guest, Laura. What's
Scortino.
Her name anyway, Joan?
Scortino. Laura
Scortino.
Scortino.
Okay, Laura. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I think that you personify what I'm trying to, one of the things I'm trying to bring out, and that's to make Jesus involved in every part of your life, even your business. Now, Laura, let's face it. Let's call a spade or whatever, but you are an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
And an entrepreneur starts businesses and or takes over businesses and adds value to it.
Yes.
That's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, yeah.
So, entrepreneurs and business people that are listening, and we do have a lot.
Yeah.
Why not make Jesus the CEO of your business? I think Laura has done it. I certainly have done it.
Yes.
And many others have done it. And if you want any information on how to do it, give me a call. 516-712-7005. By the way.
No. Now what's going to
happen? By the way, this is a grassroots program.
Yeah.
And what we do is we don't take phone calls, but we do take text messages.
Okay.
So if there's anyone that wants to text us or has a question during the course of the show, you could text us at 516-712-7005. And if you would like to hear a sweeter voice, you could text at 516-712-7004. And that's my lovely co-host and my bride for years, Joan Chiffo.
Okay.
Also, I just want to mention that this show is with all our shows, is in loving memory of my partner and co-founder, Dr. John Palmer. And every show is dedicated to him.
Yes.
We want to thank all the listeners that have contributed
to
the show in order to keep it going. We have received, you know, a good amount of contributions that we think we're sure we could keep it going at least for this year and hopefully beyond. So we want to thank all those that have donated. If you want to donate, you can go onto our website, listen-up.net, and go to donate now. Or you could call this number, the text 516-712-7005, and we'll show you where to mail the check. Okay? Thank you, and thank you, listeners, for your donations. It is very helpful, and you know what? In all honesty, I cry when I receive every donation.
Yeah.
I really do. So thank you. So let's get on with the show. So what do we want to talk about? We want to talk about Laura. We want to talk about how has she brought Jesus into her life? And you know what, Laura?
Yes.
Not only how you have brought Jesus into your life, into your business life, what's going on with him in your life?
Oh, many wonderful things. This is one of
talking
the,
to the mic. We got to hear you.
Of the most wonderful opportunities that I have to be with you and Joan. And I do think of my time when I was here about a year ago with Dr. Palmer, and I was so blessed to have worked with you both. And that at that time, I was sharing you experiences about my real estate.
And yes, you did.
And that's really my profession. But this is a little side business that, honestly, God has seeded in me about 5 years ago. And when I started the business, which is called the Butterfly Bar, and people will say, what? What is that called? It's the Butterfly Bar. And I specifically chose the name Butterfly because, again, it goes with the spirituality of what is this business? What is it that I am going to do? And when I started this, it was really just to go and get a certificate that allowed me to be a certified mixologist. And I thought, because I wanted to do something different. And as you said, entrepreneurs, we're always looking and growing. But I always ask God to help me grow in spirit so that I may serve others. It's really not about me. It is about how can I serve the people. So when it all began, and it was no easy picnic, and there was much prayer, and there was much saying, God, what do you want me to do? How can I do this? How do I create this? How do I start this? What is the mission? Where do I go? And through the years, things evolved. And as you said before we spoke, I have had the opportunity to do parish work with my bar service. And there's a website you can visit, and there's many pictures. There's testimony letters. It is truly about serving the people. And I'll say one thing that may register with you. I am not just serving drinks. I'm serving spirit. And when you have an opportunity to be in a joyous celebration and God calls me in with my bar service, and remember, I'm non-alcoholic and I work with the client and they supply me the alcohol, and there's a few different things. I'm involved in people's celebrations of life, weddings, anniversaries, communions, celebrations of all kinds. So when people come up to me, and I've been serving hundreds, I have an opportunity to say things like, may God bless you. People come up. I have footprints out. People come up. You know how many people walk the path of footprints? And they're sad and they're lonely and they have trials in their life. I get to be the messenger. I get to be the one that says, pray. Don't give up. Be with God. Be with spirit. And many, many people, you know, they talk with you and they share their stories. And so I know in my heart that God is sending me out as a messenger. And you don't always have to be in a religious place to do it. God picks and chooses.
When you say sending you out, what do you mean? You bring your business to a party?
Correct.
Is that what you do?
Yes,
oh, okay.
I bring the bar business myself. My daughter helps me in the business. I brought my daughter in, and it has been evolving now into Catholic charities, parish halls. I do celebrations wherever there is a party, wherever someone calls me. And I do only prefer to work off a referral, because then I know that somebody has experienced a wonderful, joyous time and celebration. And how blessed am I that I get to be part of that? You know, I do, we spoke about this, Tony, I do work for Hofstra. This is my fifth year. With my bar service, I get to do the Irish Festival, which I just did last month in March, and I do the Italian Festival.
I'm familiar with both.
Yes, okay, and that's on the grounds outside, and
I do street fairs, by the way.
Yes, I know you told me that's wonderful. Yes, so we're all doing so many other things besides our only one true profession, which mine's real estate. So when I do the Italian Festival, now this is all about Italy, and yeah. I put Jesus and the Blessed Mother at my bar with pride, and when people come up, we talk about that, because if you know about Italy, and that's my Italian heritage, you know that I mean, somebody once said to me, Mary's a rock star over there.
She is.
She is. And I am so devoted to the Blessed Mother because my own son, Dominic, is born on her feast day. So I go with pride, and I put my religious articles, and I put my blessings out. And when people come up, where's my little welcome rock? I have my welcome rock.
Yeah, it's your
well,
rock.
Well, no, I have a little welcome. Here.
Oh, okay.
This is what it's about. We're welcoming you. So God gave me this gift to use my business. We're entitled to earn a wage, as Father Barrett once said, but I'm welcoming you, and I'm going to show you how God lives and works in me, and I'm going to extend myself to make your day, your special day, whether it's holy or a celebration, and make it something special, and creating memories one party at a time. So that's how I use my business, truly. And I do know that God had seated this business in me. And if I'm allowed to say one other thing about, I know Tony was like, well, how does this work? How does the bar work with Jesus? Well, at the but I'll tell you.
You know, I thought hard and heavy about it.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
But
I got my answer.
But I didn't because, again, this is a blessed opportunity to be able to share with the people. What profession, again, in the real estate profession, but it's not always happy times. I have to deal with people's sadness and sorrow and strife and finances. The Butterfly Bar is all about joy and celebration. Oh. And it's beautiful, Joan, that you're wearing, she didn't know, these are the colors of my bar.
Oh, really?
Purple, because the butterfly is transformational. And years ago, I was a catechist for my St. Joseph Parish. And I thought, I have to find something spiritual that will really culminate what the bar is about. So when people come, and I have butterflies everywhere, and people gravitate to that. That's a beautiful creature in the nature world. And you're wearing those colors, and I bet you didn't know.
No,
and they work
no
well
idea.
With your beautiful eyes.
That was the Holy Spirit trying to convince me that this was that this show was okay to do.
Did you know when I wore purple that was it?
No, I didn't. And I have my brochures out, and you'll see when you visit the website. But here's one thing, Tony, if this will help you understand. Whenever God gives us an assignment, He always equips us with what we need to accomplish this. This custom combination of capabilities is called your shape. And your shape equals your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your personality, and your experience. So the Butterfly Bar was originated to bring joy and serve the people. And I have opportunities many, many times to spread that gospel message. So I have to be the extension, and it's through this business.
Wow. Now, what about the Butterfly Bar? Now, what about the ice cream bar? What do you call the ice cream bar? What is that, the melting bar, or what do you call that?
I'm going to talk with you about that. But the other thing I wanted to say is, as you always start the show, is listen up, Jesus is on the air. Listen up, Jesus is at the bar.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
And he is. Trust me, he is.
I love it.
And he comes through us. We the people, we're the branches of the vine.
Okay.
Okay, so now the ice cream bar. Another message the Holy Spirit gave me, again, because my mission and business with this whole entrepreneur business is, how do I bring joy to the people? So the ice cream bar, it's called Laura Love's Ice Cream Sunday Bar. And what is that? And you won't find this anywhere. And again, God is guiding me and helping me because I'm working in waters that there really isn't anything like there out there. So there's not anybody to guide me. And I needed to be hooked up with spiritual people that really serve the Lord. And I donate and tithe with the business as well. I do charity work with the business as well. It's okay if I don't get paid sometimes. It's called tithing and stewardship.
Oh, I love it.
And that is truly and I'm working with Catholic Charities, and we're going to do some of the senior work now.
Are you?
Yeah. We're going to the ice cream bar, going back to that, it's a whole nother mobile, self-contained, it's an ice cream shop, actually. But I bring back the 50s to the people who so much need to go back into time when people went to church every Sunday. Nobody was working two jobs. You had families together. You went out for ice creams as a family. So I'm creating this whole energy where people can step in, be served all ice cream from the 50s, and come back in and experience joy. And I'll tell you a quick story about how this became ministry work, if I may. I had a woman call me 2 months ago. She said, I want to book the ice cream bar for my mom's 80th birthday. She's sick, and she has bladder cancer. And I just went through this with my own dad. And she said, she's so excited. She's going to go back and relive her youth and when she was 18. And I said, thank you, God. That's the whole message I wanted to convey. Through the months, we stayed in touch. Her mom went into the hospital, and I knew that when her mom went in, she was sick, and I knew in my heart she wasn't going to come out. I knew it because I've experienced some health issues with my own parents. And I had stayed in touch with her, and I said, Linda, how's mom doing? She said, all she keeps talking about is the ice cream bar and her party. She can't wait. She can't wait. She held on to that. Sadly, her mom passed away about 2 weeks ago. Oh. But how blessed was I that I was in Loretta's spirit and soul, bringing her the joy and the love. And that really is really how it was created.
Okay, now I'm starting to get visions. I really am. I'm really starting to get visions.
What that was all about.
Yeah,
get
I see.
Table,
yeah. Oh, by the way, I just want to give a shout out before I say something.
Yes, thank you.
I actually want to shout out to Father Andrew.
Yeah.
Who I don't personally know, but hopefully he's listening.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll become friends.
Yes.
And by being friends, if there's anything that Joan and I can do on the radio show.
Wonderful.
To help out St. Francis Parish.
Yeah.
Located in East Meadow.
That's on Harton Avenue in East Meadow. I do the butterfly bar work there, and I do the ice cream party. And every year we do a holiday party. I do that as a gratis for the church, bring the people together, and on my bar panel, because I have a light-up panel, on there, because when they come up to the bar, I have a light-up panel. It says, Jesus is the reason for the season. And it works. And trust me, it's
so I want to welcome Father Andrew, if he's listening, as a new listener.
Yes.
I want you to know, Father Andrew, you're in my prayers. And I want to feel that we're friends. And if there's anything that I can do to promote any of your, whatever you got going on, all you need to do is to call me, 516-712-7005, and I'll be happy to announce it free of charge. Okay,
yeah,
Father?
Wonderful.
Father, thank you. I really hope with my heart you're listening.
Me too.
I really hope with my heart that we could become friends. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Anthony. Let's
move on with this. I don't know. What are we going to call this thing?
The butterfly bar.
I don't know if we're going to call it the butterfly bar.
We can't change the name. It's already been named.
Okay. So
the butterfly has so many meanings.
Yes,
because
it does, Joan.
It's going from one place to another.
And
is
it's
what
transformational.
The butterfly does.
It's transformational because, again, in my catechist days, we used to use the butterfly to teach the children that Jesus is always transforming.
That's right.
So here's what I'm seeing. If a church wants to have a function.
Yes.
Now, if they want to have a grown-up function.
Yes, we do.
It would be a natural to use your butterfly bar.
Yeah.
But you have all the licenses and all that other stuff?
Okay, how it works with my particular bar is that I'm a certified mixologist, so that means I get to create and make all kinds of drinks, and I'm TIPS trained in safety, alcohol, and awareness, and that is a big plus because when someone is booking with me, and I've done Sweet 16 parties and graduation parties, I serve the children, they can get Shirley Temples, and I do punches and things, and even for the older people, I do the mock drinks if they can't have the alcohol. I cannot, nor do I want, a liquor license for my portable mobile beverage bar. I can't get one.
So whose license do they use?
I don't use a license. I don't need a license. When I go to someone's home, it's a private party. And I've done halls.
And what about churches?
Churches, they will probably get, and it's happened before, the liquor license, it's a one-day temporary permit where I'm able to serve the beer and the wine, like I do with Hofstra. The center or the place gives me the license, and I have them in my book, and that goes on my bar, and I'm able to serve for the day. But I don't need a liquor license when I am doing a wedding or an engagement party or a graduation, because the client is supplying me the liquor, and I'm going over the package with them as to what they give me. Everything gets capped up and given back to them at the end of the party. It is served responsibly and without waste.
So I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing, but what I'm thinking and what I'm about to say is that that parishes, if you're having a function, and a lot of these functions you do have liquor, or you allow the people to bring in their own liquor.
Yes, correct.
Or
correct.
Whatever you do.
Yes.
I'm thinking it would be a step up.
Yes.
I don't know, Joni. Hit me if I'm wrong.
No, I'm not going to hit you.
You could hit me. You hit me anyway. If you think about using two things.
Mm-hmm.
The butterfly bar.
Yeah.
And the ice cream bar.
Oh, yeah. I have packages. I created packages
because that would make. Now, what happens? The church gets a cut or something like that? Is that
well,
how you
what
work it out?
Usually happens if it's a referral to me, or like I'm going to hopefully in the next month or so going to be doing some work with I am already a volunteer for Rebuild Together. And they talk with me, the president talk with me, because I'm on the volunteer. I go to homes and help people stay in their homes. And they're going to do some a lot of people are on the bandwagon of fundraising. Yeah, and they asked if I would probably do that. They're going to do like a rummage sale to bring in money to help the organization.
But how do you work it out with the parishes? If they want to use you, they get a card or
what?
How does it work?
What I do is I have packages, and everything is based on, you know, I supply everything. I failed to mention that when I come with the bar, I always come with two people, myself, the light up panel on the bar, and I bring everything. It's not just my service in the bar. I'm bringing all of the juices, all of the sodas, all of the stemware, all of the garnishes, all of my bar equipment, my professional toppers, all of my extensions, everything and I could serve 50 to 150 to 200 people. So when I do a party, if it's a referral from someone, I will donate back to the parish, to the church, and or sometimes I will do a gratis party for them to help serve the people of the parish. Well, whatever it is, I work out the budgets with them. They pay me direct, and then I have to buy the supplies, and I have a trailer. You know, I have a 5x8 trailer that and it's a ramp door. Yeah, there's been a lot that's been put into this. But I get to go in so many wonderful places and meet so many people. And on my website, you'll read the testimony letters. These are truly from people who have just had wonderful experiences. And
why are you doing
God
this?
God gave
Why are you doing this?
Well, as I said to you, Tony, this is one of the gifts that God gave me.
The power of love.
The power of love.
And I smell a song. Can we have song number one, The Power of Love?
Yes.
How'd I do?
Wonderful. I actually texted Father Andrew. I wanted him to come on. Oh, he said thank you. Okay. I wanted him to come on today, but I asked him at the last minute. And he's such a...
Let my heart be changed. Will you flowing from the grace that I found in you? Lord, I've come to love the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away.
Wow, time is moving on fast. We got to go move quickly. Okay. We may have to do another booking, by the way. So, well, I'm not sure. I can't promise you. But we may
next
have
next time. I'll bring the bar.
Bring the bar, but better yet, I
bring
want you
the
to
ice
bring,
cream bar.
I want you to bring Father Andrew.
Oh yes,
I want to
yes.
become friends
oh,
with him.
He's a wonderful man. I love him with all my heart and
okay.
soul.
You know what? Let's move on with the
reflection.
With the reflection.
Okay, sure.
I'll do a very short saint.
Very nice.
Very short saint.
And then we can finish.
And we'll keep talking about you because I'm getting
how
ideas.
Short is he going to be?
And that's going to be short. This will be history making.
One
this
of
will
the
be the shortest.
Ones.
Yeah. This will be the shortest saint I ever done
okay.
on the show.
Okay,
Joan.
Love all the saints.
Talk fast.
Okay. This is from.
<kidding. laughs> I
this
love it.
This is from Reflections 7. For the Lamb who is the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. The images used here and throughout the entire book of Revelation, the last book of the Gospel, are very symbolic. They were written by St. John, who also composed the fourth Gospel. They are written to the early Christians who were suffering intense persecution and are meant to encourage and strengthen them during their time of trial. The images used then still remain their force today. No doubt our suffering sisters and brothers in various parts of the world today may also draw strength from them. And so may we. During Mass, when we come to our difficulties in life and seem helpless in the face of our own sins and the sins of others, we hear the words, "Behold the Lamb of God." We hear these words, and we see Jesus in the consecrated host before us. At this point in the Mass, he is the center of the world. Jesus shepherds us as we receive him in Holy Communion. He does this by taking our broken lives into himself, as a shepherd cares for his own sheep. Then he leads us to a life-giving water. That is, Jesus refreshes us by giving his grace and his peace. As the Bible says, he can even be felt wiping every tear from their eyes. That is, he forgives. He forgives our sins as we express sorrow for them, and he binds the wounds that are caused by the sins of others. Jesus is truly the Good Shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the reason. Jesus is the man. And we hope that Jesus is by our sides always. And once we accept Jesus as our best friend and our brother, our CEO, mm-hmm. and involve him in all aspects of our lives, I can tell you one thing. As far as I'm concerned, he has never let me down.
Amen.
Not once. Okay, so let's talk about Saint Bernardine. Oh, am I saying that correctly?
Bernardine.
Bernardine, D-I-N-E.
Who's the man? I thought it was a woman.
Oh,
woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saint Bernardine.
She's a woman.
Of Siena.
A man.
Oh.
This one is a man.
Oh, this one's
this
a man.
This is a man, yes.
Okay.
Saint Bernardine of Siena, who was a Franciscan priest, is considered the patron saint of advertisers, an honor that stems from his passionate and highly persuasive preaching. When he first became a Franciscan, an order known as missionary preachers, Bernardine focused on prayer and didn't preach much due to a weak, hoarse voice. After 12 years, he journeyed to Milan on a mission where he preached with a voice so strong and commanding and words so convincing that the crowd could not let him leave unless he promised to come back. From then on, he spent almost all his time preaching and even turned down several offers to be a bishop. In 1444, he realized his debt was imminent and preached for 50 consecutive days until his death. The funny thing about Saint Bernardine being the patron saint of advertising, that he was noted for his dislike of incandescent torque, something that features heavily in much of modern advertising. Once when he was a boy, an adult, for some reason, thought it was funny to stop Bernardine in the town square and publicly embarrass him with indecent talk. But the tables were turned when young Bernardine slapped the man across the face, humiliating him. And the story ends there. We don't know what the result of that slap in the face was.
That's it for St. Bernardine.
But he did what he had to do.
Okay.
And so that's the quick story of St. Bernardine, who is the patron saint of advertising, television, and broadcasting.
Very
now,
nice.
Of course, there are other patron saints of television.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're going to see them coming all over the place. But St. Bernardine was probably...
He's one of them.
I like that.
Yeah. Probably the first
I'm going to put him on my bar because, you know, I'm so devoted to St. Joseph with the real estate.
Yes.
And this one now I like. I'm going to get a little...
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to put him on my bar.
Come on. You kidding me?
You want to slap me in the face, Tony?
Thank you.
Julie, because I so believe in the power of saints. And we've talked, I have my St. Anthony prayer card. You know, every morning, I wouldn't start a day without my prayers and my devotion to the saints and Jesus. But that's a good one.
Saint now, Bernardine. I got a text from somebody that wanted to know about your ice cream bar and wanted to know, how do you work it out? You know, with
the
parishes, like if they have children's things going on.
Okay.
As far as course goes, you know, of course
I'll
it's not free,
that.
That's for sure. But there has to be some sort of breakdown. So if anyone is interesting, who should they call?
Listen up.
No, I'll call you. Give me your phone number.
Cucumber. Okay, you can visit the website, which is really going to, there's a whole page now because this is a brand new creation. So the website is www.thebutterflybar.com. There will be, there's a breakdown of everything on there, pictures, and the ice cream bar is on. It's the last one. Make sure your volume is up because I have music. And when you go to the ice cream bar page, I do have a really awesome song, Life Could Be a Dream, Shaboom, Shaboom. Oh. And so you'll get a chance to view the ice cream page, and it's going to show you everything that I come with and everything that I provide and everything that I do. So to the question, I book four-hour parties, both in the butterfly bar and the ice cream bar. I'm doing a baby shower in another month or so for about 125 people. I'm doing both because I have a package now. So if someone wants the ice cream bar, they can have it separate. But if someone wants the butterfly bar separate, I also have a music and entertainment package. So we come equipped to make your party spectacular. You know, Fran, who did the real estate with me, he has a whole band, DJ.
How's he doing?
He's doing well, thank you.
Give him my best
love.
Regards.
Yes, and we work together in the business. And again, today it's about helping people make a beautiful party, but the budget, that is the number one thing with people. So going back to the person who's interested in the ice cream bar, a four-hour party would include, and you'll see everything on there. It's pretty like, can I hold up the brochure,
sure.
Joan, so you can get some idea? I bring the actual ice cream bar, a countertop, stools, the black and white tile mat, a jute box that plays 50s music. So when you step up, you're at an ice cream shop from the 50s. I dress up in 50s. I come in a poodle skirt and everything. And so will the person who's helping me. I have a freezer. I give you a choice of different ice creams, syrups, toppings. That's just for the sundae. Then I do the authentic malteds that you got back in Helen's ice cream shop back in Brooklyn days.
How about an egg cream?
Egg creams are
all
on
right.
there too, Joe.
You do egg creams.
We do egg
That's
creams.
My style.
Oh, you do love those. Okay.
Yeah.
And then soda floats. So again, I'm depicting everything that was back in the 50s. You can dance, you can jitterbug, you can do everything. It really is designed to give people that old fashioned, simple, happy feel. you'll be a changed person when you walk away.
What's the approximate cost? Could you say that?
Generally speaking, I will work within budgets. I really don't like to give numbers because people get hooked into numbers. Believe me, it's very affordable.
If a church is contemplating on doing it,
if a church wants to do that, usually it's based on the amount of people, but anywhere for an average party, 100 people is about $495.
$495.
And I bring everything, including all the, and this is unlimited. You have to realize that both the butterfly bar and the ice cream bar, if you had 150 people, I mean, that's a different price for that. Yeah. But if you come, you can drink or have drinks.
Now, these parishes are having things all over the place. You know, they have festivals and Mother's Day dinners. There's a Mother's Day dinner coming up in May.
Beautiful.
I don't know.
I'm working with some of the parishes because, again, I just created the ice cream bar. I'm working with Catholic charities. You have to get to the right. You can't just make a phone call and just get in. You have to go to the higher-ups who have managerial availability and are able to say yes, no. They have to go with the budget. But I work with so many people's budgets. And also, I've had a chance to help other businesses. Not only have they put me on their website as a preferred vendor, and you get on there only because you do good work. You don't get on anybody else's website unless you've done good work. You got to take care of the people. You have to extend yourself. You have to go out of your way to really create an extraordinary experience, and I am so happy and blessed to do that. It's my own business, so why wouldn't I go the extra mile?
You create an atmosphere, too.
Yes, that's Joan, what's so nice that's about it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. You said it.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think that's...
Well, that is how... And here's one thing I'll share with you, if I may, because, you know, Tony was talking with about, you know, entrepreneurs. Here's how I view this. Tony's texting, but I'll just say that.
Go ahead, talk. I'm listening.
Being a servant means giving up the right to control your schedule and allowing God to interrupt it whenever he needs to.
Oh, that's nice.
And like so that. You had asked me, Hattie, it's a lot of work. Of course it's a lot of work. I have to set up. I have to shop. I have to do supplies. I also create a beautiful special menu. But guess what? When someone calls me to book a party, I meet with them. There's a multitude of steps. But God said go and serve the people and have fun. And we're supposed to have fun doing our businesses. Don't you love what you do, Tony? You would do the 7 days a week. I know it because it's in your heart and soul.
Yeah. I would. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Somebody said to me, when I do the show, I become a disc jockey.
Yeah.
I automatically turn into
with a prayer. But a disc jockey with prayer. So you're in a profession where people don't really, unless you're on a show that's designed to speak about the Lord, people don't speak about the Lord.
No.
But you're doing
it. I want to turn the Lord into everybody's lives.
Yes.
And that's what I'm hoping to do with this show.
Yes.
That was my goal.
Yes.
And
yes.
And when I prayed.
Yes.
I think Jesus is getting getting it to go.
Oh yeah. Holy Spirit is constantly when Jesus is in your life, even if you have things that you're not certain about, or like this show, how are we going to fit this all in? I already knew that God was in control.
I said to Jesus, how am I going to do this, Jesus? Because you're going to have to help me because I don't know what to do here.
That's right.
I know it.
Right?
And it's
and
okay.
You have to trust him.
And Tony kept saying, but how is this going to be? I said, Tony, it's already there. God has already constructed this. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention, one of the goals that I have with my butterfly bars, and, you know, we met at Telecare through the years, because how many years have I been doing
it? And I was shocked that you were walking around with the disc of the show.
Here it is.
She actually had the disc of the show.
I did. I keep
it. She pulled it out as soon as she saw me.
Because I was so proud of our radio show about a year ago when Dr. Palmer, and he said, I'll never forget this, show me what you're talking about. Prove to me. So everything comes out when you let your heart speak and you know that Jesus is behind you. There's nothing wrong you can ever say, because if you truly believe you're serving the people, and now, today, Tony, as you know, the message must be preached. So if I'm at my butterfly bar, I can preach it. I can share. I can let people know. And invite them maybe to other church functions and things, because this is how people want to be. They want to be in joy and in celebration, even when they're grieving, even when they're in a sorrowful place. We have health issues. We have financial issues. We have to show the people that together we can be the servants. Not everybody can be a messenger, but everybody has the chance to listen to when Jesus calls you. So he called me to something different, and I'm still breaking down doors. But here's one thing, speaking about telecare, and I will let God open this door up. I want to go in the green room, you know, as we, okay, because we do our answering the phones for many years.
I just want to talk to you about telecare.
Yes, well,
that
okay.
That was my next thing I was going to question you.
Monsignor Jim, and I love them all so much, and I've been doing it for years, and that's how we met.
He's a big fan of our show, you know.
Who is that?
Monsignor.
Okay, well, yeah. I love, you know, I was on his show years ago with my kids when he was first starting out doing the make your own gingerbread thing in the studio. This is when he was really early on. And one of my goals, and I was working with Joe Perrone on, I want to bring the butterfly.
I love that kid.
I love him. Well, listen
to
me.
You know, I had that kid in Little League. I knew his father, him and I managed.
He's a sweet kid. I know. He's a grown-up man. Yeah. But listen to the drinks that I want to serve. Because remember, I'm a certified mixologist, so I can create and make. I want to go in the green room, and everything will be holy. My drinks will be holy. But I could serve like a Joe Peroni instead, which would be a mock, you know, like a mock beer. A Blue Mary drink, which is a devotional way to say Blessed Mother, okay? Instead of a Bloody Mary, we do a Blue Mary.
What do you put in a Blue Mary?
Well, I would use my syrups at that point, Joan, because I can use and make drinks on it, and I do that at the church functions, non-alcoholic. So I would create something that would have a blue Caraco syrup and do that. And people can come up to the butterfly bar in the green room, and you know there's going to be prayer on the bar, and you know there's going to be things to just enlighten and feed the people Holy Spirit. And you can do it, and you can sit at the bar, and you can talk, and we could do a prayer at the bar. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're sitting on or what you're at.
Now, wait one second.
Wait.
Now, I think that we are instrumental in introducing you to the world.
Oh, you were.
Am I right?
Here's to you.
Yeah, right?
Cheers.
Right?
Salute.
I am bringing you out to the public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So can't you make a listen up drink?
I love it. Well, listen up, Jesus is at the bar. Yes, I would love to do that.
Let me know when you do it. I'll come and buy some.
Well, next time I come back, I'll do that. And I will. I really do. That's one of the goals with the bar, because I love doing work for telecare. And that's just a beautiful thing. How many people can you touch? How many people will come up and receive when you were thirsty?
They're great.
When you were thirsty, I gave you drink.
That's right. That's
you see?
Right.
So it would be a joy and an honor. And I'm letting God work that out because, you know, there's a couple.
He will.
It's in my heart to do that. And I would do it as a gratis. I would just ask them to, you know, give me the supplies that I need to serve. I would do it as a gratis.
Well, I want you to know, I love Monsignor Vaughn.
Yeah, we all do, don't we?
He's beautiful. Joe Perrone.
Oh, he's a doll.
He is the kid of all kids.
He's sweet, yes. And Angelica's a
sweetheart. And I was just going to mention, I love Angelica because you know what?
Yeah, she's a hard
worker. They honestly make you feel, not that you're important, but they make you feel that you're real.
Yes.
When you go there, it's not like, oh, what are you doing here? Well, I didn't know.
Don't we have so much fun there? And when I met you that time, you and Dr. Palmer, I just knew that. See, that was the forum I needed to talk about my real estate at the time. And I just kept thanking God. I said, I know you're making this happen. And it was, this is like, wow, when I'm gone, my kids get to have this.
I love it.
I mean,
Joni, I was shocked at the last telecare. The last telecare, as soon as she saw me, she whipped out the disc. I says, what?
Hey, say
you're the only one I ever saw that walks around with the disc
in
the show.
Because that was a beautiful opportunity to, again, talk about how Jesus is the CEO of your business. So you can't just say it to somebody. They have to feel it. They have to believe it. You have to be able to inspire and touch them. And I feel in some way with the butterfly bar and the ice cream bar, I am doing that. And that I get to make someone's, when people talk about that, and I always say, may God bless you. And how blessed are we to celebrate this day together? It just goes with me. It's like ingrained in me. So to get into telecare in the green room, and so and the other priest I love is Monsignor Joe DiGrocco. We always have fun talking. And
yes.
And
I have to have
Father
them on
Frank
the show.
Nelson. Oh yeah, yeah.
Bishop,
yeah.
I would love to
serve them at the ball. You know how much fun we would have.
Absolutely.
We would have a ball. And again, we're all, when two or more are gathered, we're all in the same spirit, and we're all using our gifts and abilities to help others, and we do it in an entrepreneur way.
Absolutely. I have to have them on the show.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it to them several times. Yes. They all said, okay, they would come.
They're all so busy now running their parishes.
Yeah.
Do you know who's coming in? And I want to talk to him. Maybe God will help me with this. Father Charles Mangana was going to be the new priest at our St. Joseph's Parish.
Are you kidding? I knew he was leaving. He told me he was leaving.
Well, he's coming in. Father Chris is leaving in June. So I have some thoughts that I want to work with him. Because look at how he uses his gifts, singing, and he's on the air.
What parish is he going to?
St. Joseph's in my parish church in Babylon.
In Babylon.
Yeah, he's going to come in June. So I want to approach him, and I want to talk with him about doing some fun things with the butterfly bar and the ice cream bar.
Oh,
and again, I really hope that, you know, God will open the door.
He will.
And lead me in
there. He told me he was leaving, but he didn't mention. I didn't want to ask him, and
he didn't mention. Well, you know why, Tony? Because being active in my parish through the many years, I had gone to a lot of they do a lot of Christmas, songs and things, and they would come, he would come in with Lori, his sister, and they would and they would always be there. So it kind of makes sense. You know, he was probably, for lack of a better word, promoting himself to the people and letting them feel comfortable. And now he's going to come in as the he's like, wow. I mean, you know, he's
going to turn that parish upside
down. And,
mark
and
my
we're
words.
We're going to have fun. We're going to be partying. See,
tell him I said hello.
Oh, yeah. When I meet up with him.
Just say Tony. He will know who I am, but just say Tony
I'm
said hello.
I'm going to do that because that's another, again, you see, the people now, they want to experience joy. We live in a culture, in a world where you can be sad all the time if you look around. But when you're working with people who have spirit and they bring it into their lives and business, those are the people that I want to be around. And like Father Barrett once said, we're entitled to earn our wage. But I donate and I tithe all the time and I give back and I do gratis work. So.
Oh, you do gratis work. Book her for the show again.
Roll in the bar.
What do you got over here, Joan?
Well, this is just a proverb that
let's
I was
talk
just
about
looking
that.
At. This is about trust.
Yeah.
About trust in the Lord.
Let's just explain what the story is with that.
Yes.
Just turned the book open.
Yeah.
It's biblical verses.
Beautiful. And it just says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Mm. So don't lean on yourself. Just trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Right.
Okay.
Always.
Don't we always do that, though?
Mm.
And with your whole heart. With your whole heart.
I say that prayer every day. I say,
do you?
Every day I say that.
You do?
Jesus, I trust in you. I say it 12
times.
Oh,
I say that too. I thought you meant this.
I say, Jesus, I trust in you. Whatever you want to do, do.
And that's why I'm here.
And I say it 12
times. That's why I'm here. Because I trusted in the Lord. And he's letting me talk about the butterfly bar and the ice cream bar, and it really does have a lot of spiritual twists on there. And even on the website, when people read positive affirmations, something, you know, it like sets a thought in their head. And one of the things is, it's just a simple thing: change your thoughts and you can change your world.
Another one is hold
fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly.
Wow.
So I have dreams, I have goals, and I know with my devotion to God, Jesus, and the Blessed Mother, because that's how it all goes with me, and the saints and the angels, God will open doors, because we really all have to stay together in times of trial and tribulation.
Right.
Isn't
right.
it nice to know, like, you can have a nice party and someone is going to be there serving spirit.
That's right.
Serving spirit.
I think, I have a feeling that if this gets out to the parishes, I think it will be accepted.
Amen. It's already accepted because I'm already doing the work.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get a couple of more parishes under my belt. And just there's so much that I can do with both businesses and packages and getting out there and really.
Well, we'll talk.
Yeah, sharing joy with people.
We'll mention it on the show.
Thank you, Tony. I'll mention it to a few parishes
that I know that are having some functions going
Wonderful. On. Wonderful. Oh. That's joy right there.
There's a parish that's doing a Mother's Day function. I'm wondering how if that could fit in
okay,
any way.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe with the ice cream bar.
The ice cream bar sounds like it would be so much fun.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you want to close out the show, Joan? I think we got.
Oh my goodness! Is it time? I think.
Wow.
What do we have? 6 minutes.
Okay.
Seven. We have 7 minutes left.
Okay, there is one song that I'd like to play, just because we're talking about trust in Jesus, and we have to trust with our whole heart and with our whole soul.
Yes.
So you want to play song
and
three?
So I'd like to play that song going out, but I think you should say a prayer first.
Okay,
that's beautiful.
And pray for the people that we have.
Let's hold hands.
Yeah. Our let's do that. I was just going to suggest
our petitions that. Petitions are here.
Jesus. We give you praise and glory, and we thank you for allowing us to do this show. We thank you for allowing our guests to be here. And we thank you. We thank you for allowing her works and her good deeds being exemplified on the radio so that parishes and people would know what could be done and how beautiful it is. And forgive me for not recognizing the beauty of her work.
Thank you.
But now I know. So, Jesus, we give you praise and glory. We ask that we lift up the petitions that we have. We have a bag full of petitions that people have sent to us. We ask that you cure them, you help them, you guide them. You let them know that you are truly not only their best friend, but you are their big brother. And you will never let them down. Because I know that for a fact, because you have never, ever let me down. So, Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing us to do the radio show. Thank you for your guest, for the guest of today. And thank you for Joni.
Yeah, and we love you, Jesus.
And
with all
we love
our
you. And we give you praise and glory. And thank you for Trevor from the radio station. And Trevor, we love you. Trevor, can we have the song?
Thank you.
With all my heart.
Second song. Beautiful.
And listeners, thank you for listening. We love you dearly. We honestly love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
You have comments about the show? Text them over. I can handle it.
I bear the deepest part of me to you and you alone. I keep no secrets, for there is no thought you have not known. I bring my best and all the rest to you and lay them down.
Expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Each day to know you more, all that is in me is yours completely. I'll serve you. You faithfully
supply my needs according to your plan. So help me, Lord, to seek your face before I seek your hand. And trust you know what's best for me when I don't understand. Then follow in obedience in every circumstance.
From the heart of the nautical mile,